The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Instead of Thanksgiving songs. Where the heck is little Eva when we need her? This is not appropriate. Yes. Why not?
Come on, let's turkey try.
Let's get it while it's hot, Kenny. Yes. Thanksgiving Day. 27th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is there. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich McFadden is lurking around trying to dodge. Michael, how much snow? Did you have a little bit of dusting there?
Yeah, dusty. Dust trouble or anything.
Yeah, no. We have an inch or two on the ground here on the farm. Temperature is 27 degrees. We'll be up to in the upper 30s today, and another day or two it'll be gonzo. But there are a lot of people who get a little bit more. If you're going or you have gone, are you thankful that you are going or that you have gotten there? 888-302-3684. We're going to be giving away turkeys all day long today, or all through the program, for people who have good stories. Thanksgiving thanks. Not that this is any heavy lifting. Don't have to have expanded brain cells, but just good stories about what you're... I also am curious as to what you remember about the first Thanksgiving that you had. Kenny, what do you remember? When's the first time you remembered there was a Thanksgiving, that you were old enough to understand the concept of what Thanksgiving really is all about? You remember?
The first Thanksgiving I remember, I used to sit at the little kids' table.
We had a little tiny table
that my little sister and I sat at. Mm-hmm. I was probably 6 or 7, so she would have been 2. And I remember I upset everyone because I didn't understand. We hardly ever had turkey, mm-hmm. so I didn't understand that you're supposed to put gravy on it. It was meat, so I wanted ketchup. And that just... Oh, that just and everyone.
What a gross thought that is! Woo!
And yeah, and we had aunts and uncles and people over, and everyone's to this day, so they still talk about that. You mm-hmm. still have ketchup? You having ketchup on your turkey this year?
Yeah, there you go. So that's the perfect example. 888-302-3684. A lot of people listening to this program today and on every holiday don't hear us for a number of reasons. When we do the regular Good Day program, which has been on the air for 27 years, every morning, Monday through Friday, for 6 hours, we wake up a lot of folks around the country, and some people hear the program later on. With technology, you can get it, obviously, whenever you want, in the archive section at DougSteffen.com. But if you're new to the program, we're all about the issues of the day, serious about the news, not much else, have a lot of fun. Jennifer Horn is here with us every day. She's off this week in Colorado. But more than likely, we're all here sifting through issues and coming up with approaches. This is not about politics, not about much sports. The things that people will have on their minds today, and I dare say, most of you, for in terms of unification, this starts, for me anyway, the most unifying part of the year. I'm not big on death and dying, and so for many years I have turned away from this time of year, mostly actually from the time of my birthday, which is earlier in the month, to the end of the year. It was kind of a write-off for me because I just didn't like the end. I don't like the end. I don't like things that stop. And that was how I looked upon the end of the year. But then, magically, on the 1st of January, things start all over again. It's new beginnings. It's a new time. And maybe we ought to take that approach, I think, because I've found that to be the case. I've found a wonderful woman that I love more than I've ever loved any woman in my life. And she has brought with her her own brightness, her attitude of every day starting things fresh. She loves Christmas. She was telling me last night about four rooms that she had. They used to keep all of the Christmas decorations in.
Wow.
What we're going to do. Yeah. So this place is going to look like something starting this week with my honey-do list, I'm guessing, and go from there. Well, that's, I'm thankful for that, for sure. I remember the Thanksgivings and Christmases we used to spend as a family were at my aunt's house because we didn't have any relatives that were close by. And so we'd go over there and have a great meal. I remember meeting somebody when I was in elementary school here at Jonathan Maynard School in Framingham, where I still live, grew up, who celebrated Thanksgiving gathering around a campfire. This town has had wild turkeys in it for a long time. I was listening to somebody talk about how many of course, the government has studied this, where are all the wild turkeys coming from and how they get wild and how do they live? Because we have a lot of turkeys in suburbia. My farm, I have a dairy farm, 140-some-odd acres, located in a town, the largest town in the United States. And people, when they hear me say I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, look at me like, huh? Because they think of Framingham as a place where the very first shopping mall was built here in the early 1950s, called Shopper's World. And the main corridor was Route 9, and around that was the largest, most valuable piece of land for a long time in this country for Las Vegas, where they had built up. And it was because all the stores, everybody wanted as soon as Shopper's World was built, we got to build a store next to Shopper's World. So that's what they did. And that's what Framingham became known for. And then the Framingham Art Study, things like that. Now it's the headquarters of Staples and TJ Maxx and Bose Corporation and a lot of other manufacturing. Denison is here. But as a kid, I don't know any of that stuff. All I knew was that we went to my aunt's house and then going to school. One of the good things about being in school in those days, from my perspective, and I don't know whether if you're a teacher, if you do that with your children, with your students now, but we talked about how the first Thanksgiving actually took place. And it was with the first settlers and the natives that they met. They did cook the wild turkeys on a campfire. That's what they did. So, well, kind of. There's a little story there to that. At any rate, Michael, what did you do? What do you remember about your first Thanksgiving?
Kids' table.
You had a kids' table, too?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Huh. And so you sat at the head of it? Or was it a round
table? I don't think so.
Yeah. Hey, what do you remember about your first meal? First Thanksgiving?
Not liking it very much.
Really? You don't like turkey, or you didn't then?
Well, it was so foreign because we never had it before.
Really?
I mean, what other day of the year do you eat, you know, a roast turkey with stuffing and all that stuff, cranberry sauce? What's that about?
Yeah. You didn't put ketchup on your turkey, though, did you?
No, of course not. It's crazy.
Who'd do that?
Yeah, don't knock it till you try it.
Right. Ugh, it sounds gross. Yucca. But in my mind, it's as bad as putting ketchup on eggs. How many people, how many are having breakfast right now and you're eating eggs and you're putting ketchup on your eggs?
I think some do it with scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I'm tired. Well, I've seen people do it with regular eggs. Greg, what I find is that eggs are gross anyway, especially when you don't cook them all the way. Open. What do they call it? Easy over or something over easy. Ugh, just the stuff running around and people dunk their toast in it. Gross! All right, so anyway. What we're trying to do here is shake your memory, shake your tree. If you're new to the program or you're just, sometimes people listen but they can't participate. Today is a day you can participate, and you can every holiday because we'll be on the air on Christmas morning as well, and New Year's Day, we're here every single holiday because I think it's our job, my job, and I don't say to Kenny, you got to be here or to Richie or anybody, Michael's got to be here because somebody's got to run the control board, the controls in the main studio. But, in fact, Michael didn't have to be here. He could have gone to his new job. It's just kind of a, there's a camaraderie thing. And the holidays bring to me a sense or a feeling of camaraderie, comradeship, being together. It's kind of a neat thing. And so hopefully you will imbibe and you want to share your holiday with us. 888-302-3684 certainly is a way to participate. 16 past the hour, the College of Intelligent Knowledge sends us to thinking today you're going to see advertising, especially with all the football games and everything, but through the weekend you've already probably seen it, heard it on this program. My God, how many ads did you hear? Mike, how many ads do we have running for Black Friday?
I can check.
No, I just think everything I listened to this week was all about Black Friday. All of them that I heard. I don't hear all the commercials, but that you do. But it's the appropriate thing to be focused on what it is, because Christmas and this season is about giving. So what are you today? You're giving thanks.
12
commercials for running. This is in rotation, right? This is not just 12 times.
I think so.
Spot 12, yeah, 12 different spots that are running, pushing things that will be happening at retailers for today and tomorrow and the weekend. All right, so let's talk about something else that is a focus, the things that you can give that are of a personal nature. All right, can we do that for a moment or two? As you get a little bit older, things happen to your body. You have lost your hair, perhaps some of you, or you know somebody who has, and you think, no, this guy's not old enough, or this lady's not, especially with women. Sometimes women, you see them with wigs now, but you don't have to have wigs. You don't have to have toupees. Provia Natural Hair Therapy is there for you. What it will do is thinning hair is a result of your pores being plugged up, for the most part. Some people have diseases and stuff, but for the most part, the average man or woman who has thinning hair that's falling out all over the place is losing it because when the hair comes out, your follicles, the hair follicles can't go, come up through the pores in your scalp. So Provia cleanses the scalp. It's a serum that'll get in, clean out that stuff from the cheap shampoos that you've used all these years, and will then present you with the opportunity for all the follicles to grow through. Your scalp, your hair become fuller and thicker again. That's the promise. Call 800-525-8319. If this sounds like a good deal to you, or maybe a stocking stuffer for somebody, if they're loving, they'll take it kindly. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today, and you'll get the actual the Provia Super Concentrate, which works faster, more noticeable results quickly. 800-525-8319. Think of it. For Christmas, think about wanting to look your best this time of the year. We're all going to want to look our best, feel our best. You will be at your best when your hair comes back. 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like an Epiphone Slash Les Paul, just $199. A Simmons electronic drum set, just $179. Or Martin acoustic guitar strings, 12 sets for $25. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Thanksgiving happens but once a year. We're here to enjoy it with you at 888-302-DOUG. Your Thanksgiving thoughts. 21 after the hour on Good Day on Thanksgiving.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every star. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything is evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of a needle. It's just people loving people. Whoa, whoa.
What a great theme for Thanksgiving, isn't it? People loving people. The way to get rid of all evil. Garth Brooks in the news today because he's canceled a number of TV appearances because of the situation in Ferguson and civil unrest other places. He's decided to cancel a number of upcoming television appearances. He is currently promoting his comeback album, Man Against Machine, around the country. He released this statement, Kenny, on Facebook. Quote, we landed in New York last night to the news of the civil unrest that was going on in our nation. To spend the day promoting our stuff like nothing was wrong seemed distasteful. I will gladly reschedule any or all appearances the networks will allow. Love one another. G. He was supposed to make a stop at the Tonight Show with Kelly and Michael on ABC, on NPR's All Things Considered, as well as the Today Show. That's pretty thoughtful.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's provocative. I just think it's thoughtful, frankly. So good for Garth Brooks. Kenny, crank this up. This is a good song. For me, I'm not, as anybody who listens to me with a plum knows, I'm not an expert on current country music. I like the old country because that's what I started doing as a kid on the air as a disc jockey. As a teenager, I played country and western music, but it was really country and western. That's what they called it. Now it's just called country. But it has a different tone and flavor, but the older country stuff, Eddie Arnold was one of my favorites. I love Eddie Arnold. Anyway, so, but I think the reason I say that now is because I think Garth Brooks represents a lot of that. For me, he is really country. George Strait is really country. Love listening to that. I think Reba McEntire is as well. But I love listening to Lynn Anderson as a kid. Anyway, that's the story with Mr. Brooks. Meanwhile, for those of you who are new to the program, at this point in this hour, we spend a few minutes listening to some of the monologue stuff from the late night shows. Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Craig Ferguson make that come true.
There are rumors at Washington this week that Joe Biden was not happy with the way the White House forced the resignation of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel because the two are apparently good friends. Biden strongly denied that he's unhappy with the administration, while Hagel strongly denied that he's friends with Joe Biden. Each other in the hallway, yeah. People are saying Biden was upset with how they handled Hagel's resignation, especially the part where they told Biden Hagel was just going to live in a farm upstate.
I was surprised to hear this. According to reports, Black Friday is the busiest day of the year for gun sales. Because there's nothing like Thanksgiving with the family to make you think, man.
As a late night talk show host, I must give thanks to the comedy gods. Thanks to all the people who made my job possible last year. Thank you, Donald Sterling, the racist basketball team owner. Thank you, Justin Bieber, for leaving your monkey in Germany. Thank you, Joe Biden, for talking. Thank you, the Lakers, for what you're doing. Sorry, the Kardashians, thanks for just being you. And thank you to Bruce Jenner for whatever it is you're doing. Yeah. But mostly, I'm thankful for you, the viewer. That's right, I have one viewer.
And we got one listener to this program. Hooray! Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about giving thanks.
Thanksgiving is less than a week away. You ready for that? It seems you're excited. Did you start drinking already or something? Well, if you're not ready for Thanksgiving, and some people are not, I don't think you're ready for what happens right after Thanksgiving. Say it with me. My birthday is in 2 months.
Oh. Happy birthday to you. You belong.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, in this month's second enrollment of Obamacare, is the performance so far vindicating or contradicting the fears of its critics?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. While many fears about Obamacare haven't happened, remember death panels, job lock, not enough, people signing up, is it still falling short of its health care goals?
I don't think it's working very well. If you're going to spend $2 trillion over 10 years, you better be covering some more people so they have met that minimal standard. And this was sold in terms of, you know, the president was out there saying it was going to reduce the costs of everyone's health insurance premiums. I think the soundbite was every family's health insurance premiums would decline by $2,500 a year, and that's just complete nonsense.
It was put together in the most hostile of circumstances. It's almost a political miracle it passed. It has done some important things conservatives claim to want to see, cutting the deficit. There has been a slowdown in health care costs. If conservatives are going to cry about entitlements, it has been the ACA has been a big part of slowdown in Medicare spending. Reform in this country is often pretty tough. So I predict here we may not see this ACA reform fully realized in our lifetime.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and The National Review's Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug, what happened to the Thanksgiving song?
Again?
Of course, it's Thanksgiving. What the heck do you think this is, anyhow?
Doug Steffens, good day.
Yeah.
There's BB Sharp.
Baby for my mashed potato. Yes. Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden, and Michael Portier here for you for Thanksgiving. You're working today. What is your story? 888-302-3684. We're giving away turkeys to callers to sort of extend the Thanksgiving time. You'll have the turkey, and well, you'll be able to get the turkey in several days. You can enjoy it for Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving, the post-Thanksgiving drip, if you will, or you can enjoy it for Christmas or any time that you like, but it seems to be appropriate to give away a turkey on Thanksgiving Day, don't you think? 888-302-3684. So if you're working today, we would like to know what your story is. What is the work you are doing? Are you thrilled about working today? You're not thrilled? What's your story as a worker? 888-302-3684. Thanksgiving tips, sharing love. Linda's in York, Pennsylvania. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Linda.
Well, thank you, too, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. What do you remember about your first Thanksgiving?
It was our first year of marriage, and I had invited the entire family for dinner, and we were in a new home, and everyone was seated in the dining room. We had a lovely meal, and I decided that I was going to make a flaming pudding for dessert. My husband warned me, no, don't do it that way. And I decided I'm not going to do it their way. I'm doing it my way. Typical Pennsylvania Dutchman. So I poured the alcohol on the pudding, It didn't light. I poured more on the pudding. Didn't light. A third time, no luck. However, what I didn't realize is the alcohol had run down the side of the bottle all over the label. Well, the third time, the bottle ignited. The label, I mean, caught fire. It went up the top, down the bottle, blew it out of my hand, across the kitchen. All you heard was this whoosh. And all they heard in the dining room was my panning and the loud sound of a whoosh. And I went to the door, and I'm sure my hair was standing on end, and so were my eyebrows. And everyone said, "Are you all right?" And I stood there saying, yeah. And my husband, God love him, never let me forget that. And he'd say, "Are you going to make pudding this year, dear?" But I was blessed all of my life, truly, with wonderful stories. And these are the things that sustain people and make them feel good when they have down times. And if we look back, there are some good things, no matter if you think they're not. And you close your eyes and you remember those, and they give you hope, and they give you faith, and they help you, make you believe. And that's always been my philosophy.
Good for you. How big is your family?
Well, right now, it's down to about six people. But we have two children and two granddaughters. And Yorkie that thinks she's human.
What a great dog to have in York, Pennsylvania, a Yorkie.
Yep.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to observe that. Good for you.
But,
well.
I was truly blessed, and we've had wonderful years, and I wouldn't trade anything for anything with anyone.
Well, that's a good way to feel about your life, that you don't want to trade your moments, good moments, bad moments, learning moments, thrilling moments, sad moments, whatever they are, they're yours. And
exactly.
you have them to cherish. Hopefully the best things are what stand out today and as you move forward. Linda, what a nice way for us to share some time together. So we're going to send you a certificate for a Good Day Turkey. You can choose any brand at any store. This is something that comes from the folks at gthankyou.com. gthankyou.com. We thank the folks at gthankyou.com for helping make this all happen. Many, many more pleasant Thanksgivings to you, Linda. Thank you. Take good care. Hold on just a second. Michael's going to talk to you. We'll get your address. Want a turkey? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. So what do we have if I'm sure that I'm going to get distracted by this, but it's all right. Kenny, preponderance of comments today. Are there a lot of Thanksgiving comments, Facebook-wise, social media-wise, or is it still Ferguson and some of the other baloney that's floating around?
We're starting to get some nice Thanksgiving comments. Carl says, "A day without Doug and the Good Day Show is simply not complete. Thanks to all you guys that make the show happen."
That's your sweet. Thank you. Yep. I appreciate that. It's nice to be appreciated. It's nice to be... If it weren't for you, pal, there wouldn't be much reason for us to be here. What else you got, Kenny?
David says, "All five of us listeners wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well."
Well, let's see what happens with these five callers that are working our lines at 888-302-3684. Who else?
Jessie says that she's listening as she's off to work to prepare Thanksgiving dinner for many people.
So what is she working at a restaurant? That's the story I want. I want to hear those stories at 888-302 Doug. I want to know where she's working. Seems to me, was it last year? Kenny, do you remember last year whether we had somebody who ran a restaurant that called? Do I remember that from? I thought it was Thanksgiving. It may have been Christmas. But I certainly remember talking to somebody about what they did for work and the fact they were going to work. I remember it being a wonderful call.
Sometimes I think that was a couple Thanksgivings ago.
Was it that long ago?
I think so.
It all becomes kind of a blur after all these years of doing this. 888-302-3684. Thanksgiving Day. Our poll yesterday asked you what your favorite Thanksgiving side dish was. Let's see, 44% said stuffing.
Yum.
I actually went food shopping
Sometimes Meredith goes, sometimes I do. But I actually bought a box of stuffing by itself. Because it, you cook it in the oven, it gets nice and crunchy and crispy. You put a little oil on it, and it's just great. I just don't have, the turkey's okay, and some of the veggies if they're cool. But most everybody overeats on Thanksgiving. And the only thing I really want to overeat is the stuffing. And so if you've got a good stuffing recipe, share it with us at 888-302-3684. All right, so anyway, favorite Thanksgiving side dish, stuffing. 44% of you said that was your fave. 23% asked whether pie counted. I guess it might, right? Pumpkin pie. Some different kinds of different kinds of pie. What's the pie? Venison, but it's not venison. But it comes from venison. What's that pie called? There's a pie. Why can't I remember? It's not on. It's there somewhere in my head. All right. Anyway, 23% of you said, as I said, does pie count? 13% sweet potatoes, favorite Thanksgiving side dish. 8% cranberry sauce. 7% had other favors. Or favorites, and Green Bay. There's a Freudian slip. Green bean casserole. 5% of you like that. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Who's cooking your Thanksgiving dinner? A, I am. B, somebody else in my family. C, friends. D, we're eating out at a restaurant. E, I don't know. I went to a restaurant. We're going to one of Amara's friends for Thanksgiving today. And we ordered some spinach lasagna and some manicotti from one of the local family restaurants that I've been going to for years. Matter of fact, the guy who runs it went to school with me. So I went yesterday to pick it up. There's 20 pounds of spinach lasagna. 20 wow. pounds of manicotti.
Wow.
And I picked it up. I thought I was down in the weight room or something, but it smells great. And that's the sort of thing. You know, you can do that. You can make it, whatever it is. But the smells of the day are what really, I think. And then you start putting up Christmas things and those smells of fragrances of Christmas. I think that's one of the great benefits of this time of year, for sure. 888-302-3684. So what's your story? We're working on Thanksgiving ideas. We're spending the morning talking about what you and other folks are thankful for, what's your wish for the new year, and we're doling out some turkeys. Why not? We're also here to help you avoid overindulging, ideas for surviving this holiday and some of the others. And Dr. Ron Hoffman has a great weekly newsletter called Intelligent Medicine. You might go to his website, Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, and check out his tips for surviving the holidays. I'm sure he'll have a series on this, but one of the things that he advises, and I saw this on two or three different sites, working out, exercising. Exercise before your meal today and after your meal today. Both of those will help you stretch out today. Move, keep moving. Defensive eating. Practice defensive eating. You'll see something and you'll want it. Think twice, unless you just want to be uncomfortable later on. And as far as drinking, the holiday spirits are concerned, you know what happens if you have too much alcohol. Not only does it make you an unpleasant so-and-so most of the time, but it dehydrates you, literally depletes you of your electrolytes and burdens your detoxification pathways. People say, I don't want to hear that on Thanksgiving. I just want to eat and drink. Well, some of you may, some of you may not. It's a good time to be getting a little extra sleep. How many people take a nap on Thanksgiving? Can you take a nap today?
I probably won't get a nap today.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you normally get a nap? I mean, when your clock is used sort of upside down, you're up most of the night working on the program.
Right. So mine's usually go to bed shortly after the show in the morning.
Right.
But too much to do today.
So get some vitamin D today. Vitamin D is also important for you. So all these things, we're putting together a recipe for a great day. Those of you who are on the line, hold on. We'll get to you in a matter of moments. Thinking about holiday gifting, what would be a better gift than to get rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes? No surgery. Come on. This is there's a product called GenuCell that will provide you with results the very first time you use it. Men and women, men more and more are using these sorts of things. These are great stocking stuffers, by the way. The fact that this product called GenuCell comes from stem cell vegetable and plant stem cell research, that's what the product is made from. It's an easy choice because most people don't like looking the way they look if they're tired. And what happens is that water gathers under your eyes and you need a way to extract it, and that's what this serum does. And also smooths out the lines around your eyes. Perfect stuff. And so immediately, now that I'm saying this, people say, oh, yeah, I'm looking in the mirror. It's kind of tough. I got up early to cook the Thanksgiving meal. I don't like looking like this. Well, you can put GenuCell on, and it'll get rid of those puffing. Some people put makeup on. It gets rid of the darkness under their eyes. But this is to get rid of it and keep it gone. Keep it gone. That's what I'm saying about GenuCell. Gets rid of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes, and they stay away. Use it and like it. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell, a risk-free money-back guarantee. It either gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes, you're satisfied, or you get your money back. 800-543-9262. Look your best for the holiday season. Make your eyes sparkle. And by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-543-9262, they'll double the supply of GenuCell. So you get twice as much for the price of one. You get two supplies of GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Matches in the scholarships that fit that profile.
Any other good tips?
Well, there are scholarships open to students as early as grade school, and over half are actually available for students already enrolled in college. Missing an application deadline will certainly eliminate a student from consideration, so staying organized is critical. Students should also reach out to the organization to make sure their application was received.
To learn more about scholarship search by Sallie Mae, visit SallieMae.com/scholarships. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. This first 5A and 5B black drumstick, $3 a pair. Or American DJ 15-inch powered speakers, only $119 each. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
888-302-3684. Happy Thanksgiving to Ivy in Owensboro, Kentucky. Hi, Ivy. Well, Ivy, Ivy didn't do what Michael asked her to do. Please put your, you have to turn the radio off because there's a delay and it'll confuse you. So, Ivy, put you on hold. And I'm going to go to Mike, who's in St. Louis. Mike, hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you very much. What are you doing today?
Well, I have to go in later on today to work, so I'll miss the main thing, so we're going to do a little bit earlier one. But I just want to say I'm appreciative of finding you guys on the radio. I stream on iTunes or, you know, that TuneIn app or whatever.
TuneIn radio, yep, right, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so I found you guys on the radio up there just one morning. It was still on, and I heard you guys, and you made me laugh.
Really? How can I make you laugh today?
By you. Oh, well, I'm entertained by it just because we don't necessarily have all the same viewpoints, and it's just, It's interesting to hear the other side sometimes.
It's interesting to hear the other side and not get hit over the head with it. I think that's probably... Yeah. And so what we have somebody who represents pretty much every train of thought here. Sometimes people think everybody's got to agree with me because I'm a host of the program. No, I don't want everybody to agree with me.
I understand. So I just... I just want to say that because, you know, there's people out, I'm sure, out of your state listening, but, you know, I don't normally call in, and I thought, you know, I'm going to call in and tell them.
Why not? I appreciate that, and I'm appreciative of you working. What are you doing, by the way?
We print, and we actually all I do is I prep the files to make sure they're press ready so there's no problems on press.
All right. You got a turkey. Thanks, Mike.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, something we do every morning at this time on the Good Day program. Again, for those of you who are new to the program or are able to listen a little bit more intently, we offer tips and ideas on how to better use the technology that is here, there, and everywhere. And if you want to, just thinking about this, when somebody called a few minutes ago talking about fixing dinner, we have a video in the Video of the Day box, not today, I think a couple of days ago, of William Shatner telling people not to, this is why you don't want to fry your turkey, kind of. There's a technology that was developed, how many years ago, Kenny, to actually fry turkeys, a whole turkey in a fryolator.
Oh, it's been around for a while. It's
Has
just
it?
Gotten really popular in the last 5 or 10 years.
Ugh, God, what a horrible thought. Anyway, that's not what Shelley Palmer is talking about. Shelley Palmer is a nationally known independent reporter on technology, surfs through a number of different things every single day, and presents us an offering today to get the best deal on Black Friday. Here's how it works. That info coming right up here on Good Day.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess. Long lines and tons of people.
Nope. I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Black Friday, and people began lining up 2 weeks ago to make sure they'd get all the best deals. To save you some time and money and make sure you get the best deals, here are a few tips. Read the specifications of anything you buy before you buy it. I've seen a lot of cheap TVs in the past few years, but a lot of these sets have had very bad specs. They're cheap for a reason. They're not great. It'll cost you $800-900 to buy a 60-inch flat screen, not $300-400. Look for TVs that are 1080p and have the highest refresh rate you can afford. If a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. That's true both in stores and online. And if you're shopping online, don't trust sites you've never heard of. No one's selling an iPad Air for $199 this year. Don't even click on it. Whether you shop online a lot or a little, play safe and be smart. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Can a fuel make a straightaway take your breath away? Can it make a hill give you chills? Can it turn every acceleration into your exhilaration? It can with Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
All right, other technology news of interest today. Action camera maker GoPro considering making consumer drones. Company reportedly plans to start selling multi-rotor helicopters with attached high-def cameras next year for Christmas. And GoPro is aiming to price them at between $500 and $1,000. So who wants to buy? Hey, you know what? We were talking about this earlier. All this crap in the air, I wouldn't be wanting to fly. I'm trying to get the starch up to continue with my flying lessons. And, man, I wouldn't want to be flying any place. You heard the stories earlier this week of the planes, the pilots coming into JFK that saw all these drones all over the place.
Yeah.
This is not good news, I don't think, from that technology corner. Wearable fitness trackers are going to be one of the most important items for Christmas this year. The number of people wearing these things will grow to 19 million.
Wow.
19 million people wearing these watches and things that'll take over and try to keep you in shape.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.